Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, The Cosmic Manifestation. Chapter 1, The First Step in God Realization, Part 3, Verses 22 through 39, The Virat Rupa. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sutta Goswami continued speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya. The fortunate king Parikshit, inquiring further, then said, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied, and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. Shukadeva Goswami then answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord known as Virat Rupa. This gigantic manifestation of the phenomenal material world as a whole is the personal body of the Absolute Truth, wherein the universal resultant past, present, and future of material time is experienced. The gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, which is covered by sevenfold material elements, is the subject for the Virat conception. Persons who have realized it have studied that the planets known as Patala constitute the bottoms of the feet of the universal Lord, while the heels and toes are the Rasatala planets. The ankles are the Mahatala planets, and his shanks constitute the Talatala planets. The knees of the universal form are the planetary system of the name Sutala, and the two thighs are the Vitala and Uttala planetary systems. The hips are Mahitala, and outer space is the depression of his navel. The chest of the original personality of the gigantic form is the luminary planetary system. His neck is the Mahar planet, his mouth is the Janus planet, and his forehead is the Tapas planetary system. The topmost planetary system, known as Satyaloka, is the head of he who has 1,000 heads. His arms are the demigods headed by Indra. The 10 directional sides are his ears, and physical sound is his sense of hearing. His nostrils are the two Ashvini Kumaras, and material fragrance is his sense of smell, while his mouth is the blazing fire. The sphere of outer space constitutes his eye pits, and the eyeball is the sun as the power of seeing. His eyelids are both the day and night, and in the movements of his eyebrows, Lord Brahma and similar supreme personalities reside. His palate is the director of water, Varuna, and the juice or essence of everything is his tongue. They say that the Vedic hymns are the cerebral passage of the Lord, and his jaws of teeth are Yama, the god of death, who punishes the sinners. The art of affection is his set of teeth, and the most alluring illusory material energy is his smile. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. Modesty is the upper portion of his lips. Hankering is his chin. Religion is the breast of the Lord, and irreligion is his back. Brahmaji, who generates all living beings in this material world, is his genitals, and the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. The ocean is his waist, and the hills and mountains are the stacks of his bones. O king, the rivers are the veins of the gigantic body, the trees are the hairs of his body, and the omnipotent air is his breath. The passing ages are his movements, and his activities are the reactions of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. O best among the Kurus, the clouds which carry water are the hairs on his head. The terminations of days and nights are his dress. And the supreme cause of material creation is his intelligence. His mind is the moon, the reservoir of all changes. The principle of matter, Mahat Tattva, is the consciousness of the omnipresent Lord, as asserted by the experts. And Rudra Deva is his ego. The horse, mule, camel, and elephant are his nails. And wild animals and all quadrupeds are situated in the belt zone of the Lord. Varieties of birds are indications of his masterful artistic sense. Manu, the father of mankind, is the emblem of his standard intelligence, and humanity is his residence. The celestial species of human beings, like the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and angels, all represent his musical rhythm, and the demoniac soldiers are representations of his wonderful prowess. The face of the Virat Purusha is the Brahmanas. His arms are the Kshatriyas. His thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Shudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipful demigods are also overtaken by him. And so it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with feasible goods in order to appease the Lord. My dear King Parikshit, thus I have explained to you the gross, material, gigantic conception of the personality of Godhead. And anyone who seriously desires liberation concentrates his or her mind on this form of the Lord, because there is nothing more than this in the material world. One should therefore concentrate one's mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone distributes himself in so many manifestations, just as an ordinary person creates thousands of manifestations in dreams. One must concentrate the mind upon him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the only all-blissful absolute truth. Otherwise, one will be misled and will be the cause of one's own degradation, Atma Pata. Recorded February 2nd, 2023, Nityananda Trayodashi, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. You know, you never
everywhere. Yes, it's Christmas, and the people really care. I said it's Christmas, jazzy Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas, jazzy Christmas. And when you chant his name, it's better late than never. Just open up your heart and chant his name forever. I said it's Krishna, Jayashri Krishna. Yes, it's Krishna, Jayashri. Just what I mean.